something new up there. They can't reinvent Wing Commander. I am Wing Commander. Now, find out what they're up to. I don't care how. Just fucking do it.
Accelerators that become available.
Yeah, to their fullest.
Sure. But I think, what we got this time is like we were talking last time, we were just learning how we were doing that as it were coming out. And this time, we know what we can do is let's spend that energy on coming up with really creative things.
Getting rid of all of the oppressive responsibility of the hardcore simulator. Because the simulator comes right at you and says, well, here's a laundry list of things that you gotta do. Well, that sucks. And so instead, if we were to remove the player a little bit from that immediate, the whole workhorse kind of traffic control kind of sensation, and give them a feeling that they're playing with a toy, then we win.
You know, I don't think we ever had these tools before. Instead of having all of our stuff rendered, we can have character animation, for pre-rendered scenes, and those can be beautiful. But for all the other bits of animation, since we'll be doing it in the game engine, it's a much more homogenous experience.
But the great part is that within the game engine cinematics, you're still going to have the feeling of a movie because we're going to be able to do so much more with the camera. Just the camera motion, the effects like depth of field, motion blur.
Moving on to the gauntlet mode, which actually allows you and a bunch of friends to work in a campaign, getting your wins through all of them, could very well unlock another gauntlet campaign which you can play with your friends. And if you qualify to do that, calling in other people to join with you and play the brand new campaign, I think that'd be a lot of fun too.
In addition to all the existing replay factors that we're putting into this game, have it to where people can go online, download new missions, new campaigns, and just continue playing the game. Basically, forever.
We made it such that people can have the real simple dip in, kill somebody, get out, have a great time experience. Put together the key team modes where you and a bunch of other people play together in a Wing Commander campaign.
Is it going to take a crate to run this game, or what's this? Yeah, I love fighting King Kong and all that. Yeah.
Developed for alien technology.
Right. It's not invented here. Take it to its final outcome.
No, that really shouldn't be a problem at all. With the processor power we have now, and the three accelerators, P200 is a fairly average system now, and that should be able to handle us without too much problem at all.
Not only are we making it more accessible to a new audience and to a $1,000 or under machine owner and more mass market, but we're also not alienating the hardcore audience that are really interested in playing a space flight game like Wing Commander.
Well, guys, this looks great. What are we going to call it?
We've got an idea.
I like it.